Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg, dictating an endoscopy report on Lenore right now. Date of birth 3/6/1956. Date of procedure April 19, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg. Geo referring physician is Dr. Wideli Santos Alvarado. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is GERD, dyspepsia, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period, while lubricating lymphocytic gas scope was introduced into the esophagus and work. Advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination was made at the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view was obtained at the cardioperitoneal area reception from the stomach before duodenal scope. The patient was in turn around in left lateral position. The direct exam was around periodontal wall. The lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a (7) 2-3-2, good prep period. The patient tolerated procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line is mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from bite block with one tongue of salmon colored mucosa extending 15 millimeters proximally with one island, comma, C0M1.5, prog C0M1.5, comma, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there's evidence of patchy gastric erythema. The biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum. The duodenal sweep appeared to erythematous, some biopsies are obtained for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were four diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was left-sided moderate diverticulosis coli, which narrowed the lumen. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending cost. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. If patients is found to have Barrett's esophagus, recommends PPI daily. In the meantime, can continue promotidine daily. Next line, anti-reflux precautions are explained, and avoidance of NSAIDs encouraged. Thank you.